Warning, the following content may be disturbing for some people. Listener discretion is advised. It's the Darren Copeland Experience.
With me, Big Fuzz.
Right here on Mile High Sports Radio.
Oh, so welcome back to another Monday. Welcome to my experience. I'm Darren Copeland. I shaved today because I'm fuzzless. He's in Washington, D.C. with family. He's no longer Sasquatch. He's now going to be a Washington, D.C. skunk ape.
Yeah, the skunk ape.
The skunk ape, or as he said, I'm just going to go and absorb some fluids. I'm like, what are you, SpongeBob? No. Yes, you do. Well, yes, you do.
Not when he's the skunk ape.
The skunk ape needs shower. The skunk ape, you know how they, the whole reason they find them, the skunk ape, is because of the smell. Like, God, what is that?
Woo-wee.
Now, it's a little different here in Colorado. Now, if you smell that.
That's a skunk. Or.
No, that's just your neighborhood. That's just your neighborhood weed dispensary.
Dispensary.
Yep. That's a technical term. Dispensary.
Or grow house. Or a grow shop.
Whatever.
Yeah.
A place where legal weed resides to be sold. It could be a skunk, too.
Yeah. You ever run over with a skunk?
No, I haven't, but...
It is the worst smell
Oh,
ever.
Yeah. Oh, ever. Yeah. No, I've smelled...
Especially when you do the... When you go nose first and then run all the way over it, tail and tails last. Yeah.
So you're kind of just like squeezing it out like a tube of toothpaste?
Yes. And you get all of it. You get all of it on your
wheels. Of course. Yeah, no, I have
It's bad enough to make you puke.
Oh, no. Yes.
Yes.
Yes, there's a reason why they call it skunks. Because, flower. There's only one flower of the skunk, but that, you know. Apparently, they make great pets. You just got to get that particular gland removed.
I don't want to be the doctor removing that gland.
You remove it carefully under
with
anesthetic.
Robots?
Yes, and a big mask and Vaseline.
Yes.
Under the nose. So, lots of sports today, actually. Lots of sports going on this weekend. The MLB draft is going on. The Rockies don't have a first-round pick, so never mind. You know what? You can think of it this way. The Rockies drafted Ian Desmond. Is that an okay draft?
Yes.
Okay. He signed for a little bit more than the average draft pick, but he won't have to be in the minors nearly as long.
No.
So great pick by the 2017 Colorado Rockies to pick up Ian Desmond with their first round in this year's draft.
He's ready to go now.
I say that is an A pick, as A plus pick.
Actually, he was ready before the draft.
It's like,
yeah.
I mean, some guys are just born ready, and he was born more than ready.
Yes.
Like if he was a cake, he'd be burnt
and bad to the bone.
Yes. If he was steak, he'd be well done or seasoned, as we like to say.
Delicious.
Yes. Meanwhile. So, you think that's good news. You're surprised that this is the first time, really. So what happens is if you manage to sign a protected free agent from another team, you lose your first round pick. So there, they spent a little bit more money for him, but seems to be working out okay. Rockies, however, the end is nigh. They're about to lose their second in a row. And,
oh, this guy's falling.
Oh, here it comes.
They're doomed. It's over.
Oh, well, the problem is Pittsburgh for the Rockies has always been a graveyard.
Yes.
Always been a graveyard. It's just there are horses for courses, and sometimes people just have your number. For some, it's the same reason with the Rockies and the Padres. Even though they've done better against the Padres, but it's always been like, God, why are the Padres whooping up on the?
Something's not right here.
Something's not right here. And then another place is Pittsburgh. For some reason, and it's not like they play terrible. So they've had 9 or 10 hits, and they've had at least seven men in scoring position, and they have one run. So that's kind of a problem. But, oh, my God, this is the start of the 50-game losing streak. This is the Rocky. Okay, this is Rockies. This is where Rockies fans don't want to go. So when Big Fuzz was talking about, oh, I don't want to go here, This is what why he's still got like 1 foot on the floor. Like he's on the bandwagon, but he's pushing the bandwagon like it's a skateboard. And this is the case because, you know, there are going to be times when, I mean, they've been really, really good against everybody, particularly on the road.
And I would say that would be even true for next year if the Rockies do well this year. It's just they've been bad for so long that you're kind of used to it.
Well, baseball is what I said on the podcast last week when they asked me if the Rockies were going to get swept by Chicago. I said, what of this season makes you think that they would get swept? Well, I mean, what of anything would make you think that getting swept was an option here? Because, you know, this season is this season. So let's worry about this season. That's kind of the long way of saying something short. Let's worry about this season before next. Yes, they are set up for a lot of long-term success.
No, I'm just saying if they had the same success next season like this. They
oh,
did.
Yeah.
And it's just that the Rockies have been not the greatest for so long that.
Yes. Baseball is a game based on losing. So it's a bit like golf in this manner. Golf and baseball are the same in this particular thing. You will never be perfect at it, and you most likely will be terrible at it, and the best in the world are just simply not the best at it. They're just simply the people who are least worst at whatever sport they're at.
So essentially, like, baseball is a test of how well you come back after losses or injuries.
Yes, it's how well you Well, I know it's a very optimistic game. You have to be very optimistic, but you have to have a short memory. But you have to be okay with failing, and that's hard. That's hard for some of us.
People like to win, and especially if you're a competitor, you like to win, and it gets to you if you start these long losing streaks.
Hey, listen. You know, baseball is not like basketball where you can buy all the best guys and put them on one team and then you're going to win a championship.
But
Rockies have done that. You could, but the Yankees, listen, you have to understand that when the Yankees won their all went through the 2000,
it'd be a lot of money.
Well, I'm just telling you what the Yankees, yes. When they were winning it in like 1998, 1999, 2000, 2001, when they were going to the World Series all those times and winning them, Derek Jeter was in their farm system. And Mariano Rivera was in their farm system. Now, Mark Teixeira came over, but, you know, the core of that team was farm system. I mean, they got, you know, people later, and they certainly spent a ton of money. They're still spending it on Alex Rodriguez, but it does not assure, money does not assure that you were going to win a title. The Dodgers spent the way of the most. I think that's a word, right? Way of the most?
Yeah, that's a, like turning a phrase.
So they like way of the most spent the most of this weigh-in.
Totally righteous.
Oh, my God.
Gnarly, dude.
So they spent the most out of any ball club, I believe, outside of New York. And they're good. I mean, they're good. They ain't winning titles. I mean, I don't see any rings on Kershaw's fingers. You know, I mean, they have a very good team. Got rookie of the year. They just keep bringing guys up who hit home runs. I mean, you know, I mean, it's just they're a very good team, but that doesn't mean they're going to win the World Series. I mean, do you realize that DJ LeMahieu won the batting title last year at something like 360? So that means like 64% of the time, he did not get a hit. And he was the best at it in the National League last year. So that's what I mean. Like, you got to be okay with that in order to be a good baseball player. Golf, you're never going to be the same way. You're never going to be perfect. You're never going to be perfect. The pros can never be perfect. 54 is perfect.
Yes.
54.
54.
54. Club 54. No one's ever done that. All right, Fuzzless. But Alex is back. Welcome back, Alex.
Woo!
Yay!
Yeah.
Yay. All right, let's get out of here.
Purple Monday.
Yay, Purple GD Monday.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. More with Darren after this.